IUL versus Whole Life Insurance. Which is actually better? By Ryan Richardson, Lightstrats. Honest comparison. Whole life has a place, but negative arbitrage on loans. Borrow 5%, earn 3%. If you've been researching the infinite banking concept, you've probably hit a wall trying to figure out whether whole life or IUL is the right vehicle. Both camps are loud. Both have real arguments. Here's an honest breakdown. The case for whole life and why it doesn't work for banking. Whole life insurance has been around for over a century, and it earns that reputation for stability. Guaranteed cash value growth. No market exposure. A dividend-paying mutual company structure that looks solid on paper. The problem isn't the product. It's the math on the loans. When you borrow from a whole life policy, you're typically paying 5% on the loan while the underlying cash value earns around 3 to 4%. That's negative arbitrage. You're losing ground every year the loan is outstanding. If you don't pay it back, that gap compounds against you over time. Nelson Nash built the infinite banking concept around whole life, and it works. But there's a ceiling. You're using the concept with a vehicle that creates drag every time you leverage it. Why the participating loan changes everything. Here's what most people don't know about a properly structured IUL. The loan is indexed, not fixed. In BankLite, when you borrow against your policy, the full cash value stays indexed to the market. Your dollars never stop compounding because they never leave the policy. The loan costs roughly 4 to 5% on average. The participating cash value historically earns 6 to 8%. That's positive arbitrage, the opposite of what whole life does. In the worst case, you're break even with what traditional IBC delivers. In the realistic case, the loan turns into an asset instead of a liability. You're double dipping, earning on dollars you've already deployed. Over a 10-year period on $100,000 per year of funding, the expense drag difference between whole life and a properly structured IUL can run from $100,000 to $500,000 depending on the carrier and design. That's not a rounding error. That's a fundamentally different outcome. The numbers from this comparison make it hard to ignore. The part nobody talks about, structure still decides everything. Before anyone walks away thinking IUL automatically wins, there's a catch. The 95% problem applies here too. Most IULs on the market are structured wrong. Agents build them with maximum death benefit and target premium because that's what pays the highest commission. The result is a policy with massive insurance costs eating away at your cash value for decades. That's how you get the horror stories. That's what happened with Kyle Busch. The design principle that fixes this is max funded, minimum death benefit. You buy as little insurance as the IRS allows and pour every dollar possible into the cash value side. Same premium, completely different outcome. The difference between a properly structured IUL and a target premium design can be $400,000 or more over 30 years. Whole life doesn't have this problem to the same degree because the structure is simpler. But simpler doesn't mean better when the loan math is working against you. Rate integrity matters too. Some IUL carriers bait clients with a 12% cap rate, then drop it to 5% a few years in once they've locked in enough premium. The carriers we work with have a track record of managing rates in the client's interest. That's not something you can say about every carrier. So which one is actually better? For pure infinite banking mechanics, a properly structured IUL outperforms whole life on every number that matters. Historical crediting, loan arbitrage, and long-term cash value accumulation. Whole life still has its place. If someone needs ironclad guarantees, has a complicated health history that limits IUL options, or simply won't sleep at night with any market exposure, whole life isn't wrong. It's just a less productive vehicle for the banking strategy. A combination works for the right client. But if you're choosing one vehicle to run your liquidity through and deploy into investments, the participating loan structure in a well-built IUL gives you more horsepower. The caveat is always the same. Wrong structure, wrong advisor, wrong carrier, and any advantage disappears. The product is only as good as the person building it. This has been a Lightstrats article, narrated. To talk through how any of this applies to your own money, book a strategy call at lightstrats.com.